Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the meeting of Medina Township Trustees to order. This is a regular scheduled meeting for March 5th, 2020. The time now is 7:05 PM. Can I please get a roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Here.
Mr. Radis?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Could we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First up on our agenda is approval of payroll. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Check date 3-6-2020. Total amount's going to be $41,731.92 with $9,186.80 in deductions and withholdings. Second. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is site plans. Seventh-day Advent Church. Anyone hear from them?
Yeah.
Like to say anything for record?
Name? No.
No? Can I have your name and address?
I'm Jim Briola with North Coast Sign and Writing, 310 North Broadway, Medina.
And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a digital ground sign for Seventh-day Advent Church located at 3866 Medina Road, not to exceed 32 square feet as presented.
Second.
Excuse me, Chairman, the following sentence was part of that motion.
Which one?
The existing sign must be removed before the new sign is installed.
All right, then I make a motion to amend my motion to include that the existing sign needs to be removed before the new sign can go up.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Thank you.
Next up is Serpentini Chevrolet of Medina. Anyone hear from them? How are you doing this evening?
Good, how are you?
Good. Can I get your name and address for the record?
Jason Anderson, 3880 Pearl.
You have anything to put in the record?
No.
No?
Okay. Nice turnout.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the change of use for Serpentini Chevrolet of Medina to be located at 3880 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
All And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a wall sign for Serpentini Chevrolet of Medina located at 3880 Pearl Road, not to exceed 32 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And third, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a panel change of the existing ground sign for Serpentini Chevrolet of Medina located at 3880 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Now Elaine will have a copy for you, and then you can just see her for permits. Last is Hillview Way Capital LLC. Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Name and address for record, please?
Grant Reeves, 5690 Wolf Road, Medina, Ohio.
Would you like to put anything on the record?
I think everything's in there.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a change of use addition of an 840 square foot office to be located on parcel number 02606C12047 and parcel number 02606C12051 as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
It's Mickling Holdings, but it's going to be Hillview Capital Way, the lease ownership of the property.
Great, thank you.
Mike, where's this go? I think that was just for us.
It's for later.
Okay. All right, next up is certification of estimated resources resolution. At this time, I move to put forth the following resolution, 03052020-011, accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the budget commission and incorporate these six pages from February 21st, 2020 by reference.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is our permanent appropriation budget resolution. At this time, I'll move to put forth the following resolution, 03052020-012, and approve the permanent appropriations budget for 2020 and incorporate this 11-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And for the public's knowledge, our budget for 2020 is going to be $6,450,521.
I think we can, let's wait till when we get to the bottom of the to talk about that a little bit more. When we get to the next resolution.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Next up, purchase orders and training requests. Mark, do you have any?
I do.
I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order. The vendor is Lexipol. It's for the police department, and the total is $4,224, and this is for their yearly subscription for Lexipol services.
Second. Discussion?
I don't.
Roll call.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
One more. It's for the police department. The vendor is Lighthouse Solution. Make a motion to approve purchase order for the police department. The vendor information is Lighthouse Solution. Total is $16,888, and this is for their annual services for our IT stuff.
Second.
Discussion?
Roll call.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Chuck, you have any?
Yeah, I have one. I'd like to make a motion for approval of a purchase order. This one's going to be for a service department. Our vendor is Schaefer Manufacturing. The amount is $1,098.35. This is going to be for 55 gallons of some synthetic oil that we need.
Second. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
And then I have two. At this time, I'd like to make a motion for purchase order requisition. Vendor's going to be CareWorks Comp, and the department's going to be Admin. Total amount's going to be $3,354, and this is for our 2021 Workers' Comp Group Rating Renewal.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And then the last one I have is, this time I'd like to make a purchase order requisition. Motion for purchase order requisition. The vendor's going to be Medina County Engineer. This is going to be for a total amount of $1,850. And this is going to be for the 2020 annual fee for the EPA Phase 2 of the stormwater program.
Second.
Discussion? Danny, is this our last part, or we have one more?
Which one's that?
This is for the stormwater, second phase.
I don't think we've done that. There's going to be two bills total each year, and I'm pretty sure we haven't gotten the bill for the first one. I'd have to look for sure, but I don't think we have.
Okay.
There's the education piece, and then there's the... Yeah. So I believe we have not gotten, and they were late getting this out too, so...
Yeah, I see.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payment listing number dated 2/24/2020 through 3/5/2020. Total amount's going to be $65,798.85, and this will be from electronic payment number 7-2020 through check number 30783.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And just a reminder again, that includes an OPERS payment that mostly was approved. That was approved with payroll, but just to show you the electronic payment.
That hospital, familiar, all this.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one, almost $30,000, so...
Next up is approval of bank reconciliation for January. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve bank reconciliation dated 1/31/2020 and incorporate this three-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Next up is approval of revenue status. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve revenue status dated 1/31/2020 and incorporate the six-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up is approval of fund status. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve fund status dated 1/31/2020 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up is credit card attestation. This time, I'd like to make a motion. I'm Mike Stolper, Chairman of Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code and its meeting on March 5, 2020, the board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates February 5, 2020 through March 5, 2020, as provided by the fiscal officer, and the credit card accounts are Amazon, E&amp;H Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. Next up, department head comments. Elaine?
I just wanted to let everybody know that a new business in Medina Township is opening, Planet Flag Brewery, March 16th, right on Pearl Road. They also have, they're going to be having sandwiches, some meals there other than just the beer. So they had a soft opening. They're going to have a soft opening a couple days before, but then their real opening is March 16th, so we asked if I could pass that along.
Are they having a grand opening?
They did, they, you know, first shovel dig, they had that grand opening, groundbreaking.
Okay.
But their main opening is March 16th.
Okay. Anything else, Elaine?
Nope, that's it.
Chief Colonius?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Prior to, I'm sorry, just after the shooting of Tamir Rice in Cleveland, Governor Kasich at the time formed the Ohio Collaborative Board. The point of the board, as the governor saw it, was to give community leaders a voice in how police conducted their operations. That board included community leaders, religious leaders, the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association, Ohio Association of Chiefs. And those, that group, under the governor's direction, created standards for the state of Ohio for police departments. They were voluntary. There was no penalty for not meeting the standards. And the township police, under Chief Arbogast, met those standards 3 years ago. That process was renewed this year, and I'm happy to report that we are again in full compliance with now Governor DeWine's collaborative board. So we are re-inspected again in 3 years if that happens.
Thank you. Anything else, chief?
No, sir.
Denny?
Just want to let you know the Clude Road project's moving forward with the right-of-way. I'm talking to the prosecutor about that, so it's coming along.
Okay.
And also, we've been out trimming trees in the developments. Some people love us, some people hate us. Getting them all cut back. That's it.
All right. All right, next up on the agenda is motel lodging profit loss statement discussion. Nick, I know we had, in regards to this last time, we had a little bit of confusion in regards to what what was paid, what wasn't paid. We still have a couple outstanding, correct?
There's nothing outstanding right now.
Okay, so we're all, everything is caught up and up to date?
Everything's caught up as far as the tax payments, but...
Okay, we still need the profit and loss.
Profit and loss statements, yes.
And I, we've had a question now that one of the motels is asking why they have to provide the profit and loss statements. They're pushing back, so...
Isn't that a requirement?
It's a request from the auditor.
This way, it verifies it.
I understand why, yeah.
So we're trying to get clarification.
Okay. Okay.
Soon as we do, we'll send that out.
Yeah, keep us updated on that then, Nick. Next up on the agenda, single hauler trash collection discussion. And for the record, let me, because I think some of the people are here for this, this is just to set a date to have the county come out and talk to us, which would be open to a special meeting for the residents to come out, voice their concerns, questions and answers, allow them to kind of go over what it entails, and then we go forward from there. This is not to say, yes, we're going to do this, or no, we're going to do this. This is just to have them come out and give us some information on this. Several townships around the area have switched over to single haulers. It's just something we're looking at doing, whether it's going to be done or not going to be done. We just want to have a date set so we can have them to come out and give us a discussion versus having it in a regular trustee meeting and taking up the whole time just to have questions and answers and that. So that's why this is on the agenda. It's just to schedule a date.
Just a quick question.
Can we just have a name and address for the record?
Sure. Dale Kosick, 645 Remsen Road. Is this a Me Too movement on the township's part? And then second, is there any type of rebate that the township receives from going to a one hauler from the company that has been selected?
I believe there is no rebate for the thing. No, it's just basically to try to save some of our roads. And I know my garbage collection, I'm paying $130 and next door neighbor's paying $100. They can't give me a reason why I'm paying $30 more for the exact same service. They tell me at one time it's because I haven't had the service as long as the other person, which I don't. So, like I said, this is just to have them come out, explain what options are, kind of give us a scenario as to what we could be maybe looking at. I mean, it would have to go out for bids and things like that, but based on other communities, what they're paying for trash hauling by going to a single thing. So basically, that's what this is on the agenda for. I know Mark reached out to her to find out what dates were available that she can come out.
Yeah, March 24th, 25th, and 26th she's available.
Nick, can you flip that calendar?
I know there's been some issues in York townships where it's being fought by some residents because I guess York township took the stance that if you don't go with the service, it'll be tacked onto your property tax. I think that's in a violation of people's rights that, you know, a committee of you three are going to say, hey, you have to opt in on this.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, she's going to come out and explain all this and everything. I mean, they've gone through the prosecutor's office for all the other townships around here and that in regards to what's legal, what's not legal.
Right.
So, like I said, we're just basically having her come out, allow the residents of, you know, concerns or, you know, good, bad, whatever, ask questions.
So is this something that's going to be sent out to the property owners that we will have time to react, unlike what was done in York Township where Jordan pulls up?
We're setting up the meeting. We're letting everybody know we're setting up the meeting. We'll advertise that we're going to set up the meeting for one of these three dates. So everyone will be able to come. We're not going to make a decision right away. I'd like to understand the whole process. As many people as in here, I've talked to several people that aren't in this room that are paying a lot of money for trash hauling and would like to save some money.
Well, there's, you know, you could change, you can switch.
But when you change, I called personally because mine was less than his, but it's still over $100 a month, and there was no savings with any of the three I got.
Well, I think that's something that residents should have the right to.
Well, and like I said, you can voice your opinion
at this meeting.
At this meeting,
this is just to set up the date so we can have the professional come in.
No, and I appreciate that, but like I said, we want to get some information too in regards to what this entails and, you know, what savings could be, what savings might not be, you know, what it entails. So, like,
there's a lot of rumors out there that we can't answer right now because we don't know.
So we'd like to have her come out. She's already gone through the process with all the other entities, the prosecutors and all that.
What prompted this?
Excuse me.
Again, is it a mutual?
I'm sorry, the meetings are recorded for minutes purposes. We really have to talk one at a time and say your name, please, and answer.
I was asking another question.
I mean, this is just, I mean...
What prompted it? Because his rate went up?
No, but other people have voiced concerns in regards to rates increasing and things like that. Looking at other haulers, this, that. Talking to Denny, we could maybe save on, you know, having one hauler come in and alleviate some of our roads and that stress on our roads, you know, with all the different...
I've had people that have seen the savings that other townships have, and they can't get that by calling around. So like I said, it was generated by me having, and others having conversation with other people that probably aren't in this room today.
It may be a great service, you know, for some people, but I think it's a service that should be decided by the homeowner.
And we will. But like I said, we're just having our...
It won't be decided by the homeowner. It'll be decided by our board based on what's good for the township as a whole.
Well, we've seen what the board did one time with the fire department out here. Three individuals or four individuals are deciding what's good for the township.
Sir, we'll take everything in advisement in regards to that meeting as to how homeowners feel, and we go from there.
And that decision was made by two out of the three trustees. This decision has to be made by the whole board. If one person doesn't like it, it's no.
With this, is we have two people who are more in the city area that do get trash service. I've been here for 10 years. I've never used the trash service. I do it myself.
Right.
So at least you have somebody who knows what you guys are talking about. So this is strictly just an information thing. I'm up for it just to learn what's going on. But, you know, I also know how you guys feel too. So.
Right. Okay. Robert McCurdy, 4054 Sandview Drive. I'm a trustee of the Courts of Weymouth HOA. And I'm wondering if we would be included in the township or not.
Like I said, we won't know any of this information until she comes out and talks to us in regards to what it entails and all that. Like I said, well, this was just to basically strictly set a date for this meeting so then we can advertise and allow the residents, you know, ample time to come and voice their concerns or, you know, in regards to what
our
it entails.
Our streets are all private, so...
Right.
I was, you know...
Right. Like I said, I can't answer.
We
won't know until she actually...
She won't have the answer.
It's a good question to have, though, and that'll definitely be brought up.
Okay.
So. And if there's, she doesn't have an answer, we'll make sure she gets one for us.
Like I said, this is just strictly to set a date. So if you have any questions in regards to how this is going to work or whatever, we're not going to take any of those questions just because we don't know exactly what it entails. We're going to have her come out and explain it to everyone that wants to come in and listen to her, and then we go from there. So,
well, you know, are you opening up the floor? Rick Thunberg from Watkins Road. I mean, we've had one person speak so far.
And like I said, I don't want this, this wasn't to be...
You will have a date where everyone
right.
can speak on right. this matter.
You should have had no one speak. Sorry. That's how you run meetings. Sorry.
Well,
you either you everyone speak or...
If you want to say something, we have public comment at the end.
Okay. Well, that goes for everybody.
So, Mark, what dates did you say?
March 24th, 25th, or 26th.
What time?
7.
You can tear
7 works.
7 works. Yeah.
Did we?
24th or 26th would be best for me.
26th would be best for me. Is that spring break?
Yes.
I won't be in town that whole week.
And that's, I think, the only week she can do it, right?
Well, we could put it off, but those are the dates I had.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already booked. Spring break.
If we do it the next week, that's a week of a township meeting, and then the following...
Zoning, and that's... Yeah,
then the following week, I'm in Columbus, but for training, so the 6th. So,
there you go.
Let's...
You're on all week, Chuck?
What's that?
You're on that whole week of spring break?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Canada from Saturday to Saturday.
Let me reach back out to her. We'll bring it back up the next meeting then. What is a date that works for all you guys that's not a...
Could she come before?
I am free every Monday and every Thursday, so other than these little trustee meetings.
Could you pull April? Anything in the week of the 6th through the 10th?
I'm gone in Columbus, but if you guys don't need me there,
it's just basically information.
There.
So the 14th? Does that work, or does that not work? Of April?
Yep.
I'm fine for the 14th. If we can do it, I have a dentist appointment, but I can just reschedule.
You can do
yeah.
You can do the 14th.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll reach out.
We can set it at the next meeting.
Right, so you guys are all available April 14th?
Yeah, I can be arranged.
Okay.
All right, let us know then next meeting.
Just one question.
We're not taking questions now, you can make comments at the end during public comment.
Well, I mean, I have a few questions.
Yeah, we kind of nipped at it, but because I think there was a little bit of confusion on what that was about, so we're going to just have everybody talk at the public comment part, just so we can keep it moving, so.
And we don't know a lot, so, like I said, that's why we're having this meeting.
Next up, events committee.
The question is how you're going to advertise it, that's all.
It'll be in the paper. And it'll be on our website and Facebook page.
Events committee appointments. I know we had several people reach out to us that were interested in it.
Yeah, we have this is for the events committee. We have a handful of people that emailed us, and I added another ad on there, so what we're going to do is contact all those people, and then we're going to set up, you know, our schedules work.
You can just quiet this down. Nobody's going to be able to.
Yeah, you guys, we have, this is being taped, so anything you guys say out there gets put on here, which then overtalks us talking up here, so can we just keep it quiet for a few minutes?
All right, so basically, just to rehash that, is we did have some people have interest in doing our events committee, and I'm going to reach out to them and just see how their schedules are, and then we're going to start having some meetings on there, see what we can do to plan some events for the summer. And that's it right now.
Next up, moving the date for Toss Your Trash. Denny?
It's going to be April 11th instead of May.
Okay.
Due to a conflict with baseball games.
Plus, I think the weekend that you had was the missed tournament for soccer, so that'll be a bunch of people.
Time's going to be 8 to 3, and there will be a paper shredder there from 8 to 2 o'clock.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny to advertise for Toss Your Trash Day for Saturday, April 11th, 2020, from 8:00 a.m. to 3:00 p.m.
Second. I will not be able to make it, just so you guys know.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Amended certificate, Angela, see if you want to go over something before this.
Yes. So we just accepted the certificate that came in from the Budget Commission. That was based on our year-end numbers, the carryover, plus what they expect us to get in. Now, when we did that, we did not have the approval from the engineer's office on that grant for Hood Road, so we are going to submit that to the county. We just have to wait.
It's just basically telling them that we've received the grant.
Right, and so we will be getting, they meet on the third Friday of the month, so on the 20th, they'll have their meeting, we'll have the new certificate back on that week of the 23rd, so at that next, we have a meeting, what, the 5th, the 19th? Yeah, so the first week, the first meeting in April, you'll have another resolution to accept that new certificate. The money is already, that's what I wanted to explain to you, the budget that we approved tonight is a little higher than we'll actually end up spending this year because of the way the money flows in. We actually duplicated some of the, we've done this in the years past, too, if you remember, but we duplicated some of the appropriations because just depending which account it ends up coming out of, it's just the way the money flows in. So, but we are amending the certificate just so we can spend it this year.
Okay.
So that's what this is.
All right, at this time, I'll move to put forth the following resolution, 03052020-013, to approve the amended certificate for a road and bridge 2031 fund and incorporate this one-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Next up is approval of previous minutes. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve January 9th, 2020, regular trustee meeting as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye. Next up is the LST budget discussion. Chuck, you went to this?
Yeah, so basically this one is nothing's really changed, but they take into context the amount of calls that we have and stuff like that, so it's basically an educated guess on where our budget will be. So they're showing that last year we were at 378,000 roughly, and that they're projecting us to be about 408,000 this year. So they just wanted us to look at this and let them know that we're good with it. So just gets our blessing tonight.
Angel, we have to make a motion to approve this? Or
yeah.
Mark, do you have any questions on
it? No.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve LST's budget for 2020 as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
This is not open floor.
Yeah, wait till a public comment.
I want to know where we're at.
Next is going to be under new business, soil and water conservation district discussion.
Thank you.
All right. Angel, do I need to read this in the record?
No, I would just incorporate. Just explain one. Yeah, you don't want to read that whole thing. So long. Right? It's not. Yeah. That was what you and I discussed. Yeah, no, you don't need to read that whole thing.
All right. Next up is Soil and Water Conservation District discussion. It's time for us to renew with Medina County Soil and Water Conservation District. They sent us their updated memorandum between us and them. It's gone through the prosecutor's office, and they've signed off on it. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the Medina County Soil and Water Conservation District MOU between Medina Township and the Medina County Soil and Water Conservation District as presented. And this will be a 3-page document.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Before we go to public comment, you have anything, Mark?
I went to the health department's meeting this Tuesday. EMA was there as well. They talked about the coronavirus. The only thing they can ensure is they're ready to deal with whatever gets thrown at them. So they're trying to get out as much information as they can, and I've been trying to share on our webpage. And
okay. Chuck, do you have anything? Then next up is public comment. This time I'd like to make a motion to go in public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
The floor is open for public comment. Please raise your hand and state your name and address for the record. And we're going to have a time limit of 5 minutes to talk. This way we can kind of get through the whole room if we have multiple people that want to talk. Yes, sir.
Ray Carlisle, 3521 Fawcett Road. They did the road, they got everything looking pretty for Christmas and everything. They have a mess on Pearl Road before you going north. Water's flowing onto the road. Is this the state's problem or is it our problem?
State road. Yeah, that's a state road.
Okay.
Is it rolling out from the snow?
It's coming
the
around
snow, from the snow melting in that?
Freezing weather, you got an ice rink for... Okay. You want me to call the state of Ohio or will one of you gentlemen do that?
We can call them. If you give us an exact place, do you have like north of Fenn or...
Is that staging area?
Can you raise, name and address for record?
Just north of the S-curve.
Okay.
Or south of the S-curve, I guess.
If they could address that, because it's important that they leave the property pristine as it was when they started. It doesn't look like they've done that. But that's the state's game. I would assume.
Yep.
I appreciate it. You guys could.
Yeah, we'll relay the message to them.
Okay, thank you.
Gary?
Gary Meany, 3803 Hamilton. You know where that private contractor staged for the 42 construction? Where they piled up all their dirt and stone and stuff. That's where the water's at and freezing up.
Okay.
I don't know what it's at.
It's just south of that.
I know the state's been putting salt down. You can see the piles of salt.
Anyone else? Sir?
Rick Thunberg. 3554 Watkins Road. First of all, I apologize for...
No, and part of it is, like I said, we don't want to make this...
I understand.
Because
like
we're just trying to get a date and all that. Right.
My concern was when they talk about the single trash hauler just for you guys. In my mind, I think they say one of the things I hear all the time is less trucks on the road. Mm-hmm. Well, in the world we're living now, when I pull out of my driveway every day, we have a ton of trucks because we have delivery trucks now. We have FedEx, we have UPS, we have Amazon Prime,
yeah.
We have DHL, we have USPS, and they're constantly all hours of the day or night, and they park on the road with their flashers on, which is unsafe to begin with. But then, as trustees, are we going to tell the residents that you can only have one or two delivery trucks delivering to your house? We're going to limit the... I mean, it would be the same content in my eyes. What's that? I'm sorry. I said it would be in the same context to me that if you were going to limit our trash haulers, we should limit our delivery trucks. I mean, it's all kind of goes hand in hand. Where do you end it?
Uh-huh.
If we start it, where do you end it?
Well, and the only difference I can see, and I'm going to play devil's advocate, when you get those deliveries, are they charging the same thing? You know, you're buying something, someone else is paying for that delivery. With trash, you know, I'm assuming that the most of us are paying for some kind of trash removal now.
Mm-hmm.
If one of my concerns is if we can save money for people, then it might make sense, it might not. As long as we can take into consideration everyone's needs as a whole, and if it's a better deal for most people, then maybe it's the right thing. If it's not, then it's not the right thing.
Well, my experience through life has been you get a good deal for X amount of time.
Right.
And
well,
price goes up when you're allowed.
Understood. Yeah. And
that's a problem.
I know. Some of the contracts I've seen have been 5-year contracts. It has gone up, but not significantly.
And
not
like my personal experience, we've had Republic for years, but I was up to like 118, I think. I called them. I said, I'm going to change. They said, what rate can you get? I said, you know what rates we can get. They said, okay, we'll be $5 cheaper than them. So now I'm down to $83.
Yeah, so they wouldn't lower it for me. I just called.
Well, I did
the same thing.
Probably
heard that you were taking the handbag away from
them. Right. And we're not. Like I said, honestly, guys, this is to get all the details for people, because as many people as are in this room, there's people asking, well, you know, why can't we save 40%?
Right.
You know, so we got to weigh it out. I know there's some senior citizens out there that, you know, they're on fixed incomes. There's a lot of stuff to consider. We'll have to take it all and weigh it all.
Right, and when she comes
without
out,
the information, it's hard
she'll
to
be able
decision.
To kind of tell us what you know, what's out there, what other townships have received, and we, you know, like I said, it's going to be information given, questions and answers, and we go from there.
I'm sure because you
keep name and address.
Sorry, Dale Cosey, 3645 Remsen Road. I'm sure you've done legal research on this because I understand because my son-in-law is associated with law. There is already a movement in your township. Legally, it can be done on your part, But legally, can you impose people that say, "I'm opting out," and put it on the property?
We don't know that answer.
I don't know that. I know prosecutors looked at all the contracts with all the other townships in the county. So, like I said, until we actually have her come out and kind of give us an answer to some of the questions you guys have, and feel free to come out once we set the date and that, feel free to come out and...
Because we won't know all the questions to ask.
Yeah, right. We might miss some questions that you guys have that, you know, we weren't thinking of. So, yes, sir.
My name is Jim Hoax, and I'm 4910 of Windfall. I'm retired, and I haul my trash down to CPF. It costs me $1.45 a bag. I get 2 bags a month. I mean, this is ridiculous for me to get involved with this.
And that's another thing too. I think as when I first moved into the township, I didn't even know that you could do that. And I bet you a lot of the people here probably don't know in our township that they can do that and how cheap it is. So yeah, that would be another thing too, is to educate, you know, the people that they can actually go do that.
I mean, that's quite the savings.
It's a huge savings, right?
Too, especially when you're on a limited income.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Cheryl Hensley. I live at 3847 Deer Lake Drive. What I hope that you do is that you keep the variety of needs in mind when you consider all this, that it's not just a cost-saving measure for those that choose, but those that don't, that choose not to use the trash service are still able to do that without a penalty, without being forced on. Because then I think you are taking choice away from the citizenry. I think that's wrong. So I just hope that you consider everyone's needs, like anyone who wants to haul their own trash. I have neighbors in my development that don't use a trash service at all. They recycle everything and haul their own trash for the $1.45 a bag.
There's those questions. There's, you know, some people are only here half a year. I mean, do they have to pay if they're not here, if they're snowbirds? I mean, but these are all questions that we can ask, and I urge everybody to come, because like I said, I don't want to make a decision based on three people sitting here. We have to make the best decision based on everyone as a whole, but we won't know all the questions asked, so I appreciate
we do encourage, too, like when we do end up having this, write these questions down, too, you know, so while you're thinking about them throughout the, you know, the time frame between there, because it'll be a lot easier for us to have these questions written down so that they can be systematically...
Do you want the questions sent to you ahead of time?
So I say come, because then you're asking.
I mean, and if you're not going to be able to make it, then go ahead and email me or email one of the three trustees. Say, hey, I'm not going to be able to make the thing, but here's some questions I had. Right. And we'll make sure we bring the questions up.
And did you set a date for that already?
Not yet. He has to get back to them to find out. We couldn't make the week that there are 3 days that she had given us. So we're looking at making it in April.
Okay. The week of the 19th.
But like I said, we'll set it next trustee meeting, and we will make sure we advertise and let everybody know.
Yeah. If she can make the 14th, that'll most likely...
The 19th?
Didn't I say the 14th?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. 14th of April is the tentative date, but until we get confirmation she can make it.
I don't have a trustee seat up there, but I'm curious. Something of this nature, like a lot of the residents, and I've lived in the township for 30 years, were really objecting that township fire department was eliminated. Something like this where you're saying, this may be forced upon somebody, but legally I don't think you can force it on anybody or charge them for a service they're not going to
use. Right, like I said,
second thing, should something like this where it's not dumped up on you trustees be put on a ballot? Because everybody's getting their rubbish collected. I mean, the world's not going to end if this waits 6 months. And let the people of the township decide.
It's not in any hurry. I mean, I don't think we need to push it through. I agree, but I'm not sure it's something you put on a ballot. I don't know. Maybe something you can. Maybe it's not. I don't know. We could ask.
That's a good question to ask, too.
I would think.
Yeah, I honestly don't.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Mr. Krupp.
Krupp, Fenn Road. With free enterprise and all the restrictions and different choices everyone has, why even enter into this?
Well, we're not entering into anything. We're just getting some information.
Here's the, because, and this is the way it was explained in the brief meeting I had, is right now we have four haulers here, so for each of them to be operating in this market, it costs more than it would for one hauler to have all of them. And I think that's where we get into trouble with the opt-outs, is because they give you, they dangle that carrot in front of you. If you don't let anybody opt out, and they know they can harness 100% of the township, they give you the best price.
if, you know, you start adding in opt-outs, that's where their price goes down. That's at least what I got in the initial meeting. I don't know if there's, you know, some happy medium in there where we still get a cost savings, but we have, you know, a set number of people we can allow to opt out. Those are the reasons that you can get that big savings, so.
Right, but it's not a savings.
It's not a savings if you don't use the service.
Correct, no, I understand. And for the people that are using.
And what I'm saying is, there's so many choices that everyone has.
Right.
If you're not satisfied with your cost, with your threshold, call up another one.
I did, and there was no savings for me. The only way to save is if I haul, I did.
Down the recycling.
I did. I'm not putting trash in my car, though. If I had a pickup truck, I would do it in a heartbeat.
And like I said, this gives us some understanding in regards to what the other townships have looked at. I'm sure she'll probably bring some of the contracts that the other townships had to kind of give us an idea as to what, you know, the entities around us have received in regards to that. And like I said, we're not tied into anything. We're just looking at it and getting some information.
And all I'm saying is, it's a waste of our time. Period.
It's not a waste of everyone's time, Mr. Krebs. I mean, I can appreciate your opinion. I had a conversation at the health department with someone that said, why are you, you know, what have you been waiting for? Why, you know, it's about time. Because he's paying probably 100 or 120, and he sees that the one that was just signed up in Brunswick Hills, they're paying probably like 60 for a quarter or something like that. They're paying less than 20.
They're paying less, but with more restrictions.
Yes, agreed.
So there you go. So they're not saving anything.
Right, and like I said, I mean, it's worth at least looking into it and find out information, and we go from there. We're not locked in anything. We're not saying yes, no. We're just getting some information so we can be educated in regards to what's out there.
Yep. Jackie Kostick, 3645 Remsen Road. Were you approached with this? Did you seek it out?
No,
he's been trying to get
more than one person
for his house.
Asked me, why are we not looking at this at least? They're paying, you know, I live in a development in Stonegate, and several of my neighbors have asked, you know, at first they get mad because every day is garbage day. Like any day you pull out, 4 days a week, it should be, I think, that there's garbage cans out in the neighborhood because of the different carriers' days, and they don't like that. Then they complain because other people are paying a lot less now for trash. Your trash is still gone, but it's costing them, you know, 40% or 50% less. So why can't we look at this? So, yeah, it's not like I'm going because somebody else did. It's I've had questions.
And they had a meeting last year that I attended at the county in regards to this when Montville signed theirs 2 years ago, I believe it was. They were kind of the infant stage of, you know, doing this. So they put a program together for all their other entities to attend. And they kind of just did a little question and answer, kind of what it was about. They had a prosecutor's office there explaining some of the legal things and that. So it was on the radar last year for me. At the time, it wasn't right to have her come out and discuss this. Mark took it upon himself to kind of look at it this year and go forward just to get some information.
It's her, when you say her, that's a woman from Medina?
She's from the solid waste. She works at where the dump is, and she coordinates for the county.
Oh, okay, so yep. She's like coordinating.
She would be as close as we can get to an expert. And she would help us through anything we...
What is her position there?
Director, I believe.
Coordinator,
yeah.
Coordinator of the routes.
She works for the county.
Of the county, solid waste. Mr. Carlisle?
Rick Carlisle, 3521 Foskett Road. Now that we have the old regime out of here, are we going to try to get our fire department back when the contract is off?
Our contract's up in July. I'm reaching out to the city to find out if they'll extend the contract to the end of the year. Just that way we're on the same fiscal calendar as the city, Montville Township. I mean, we're looking at all the options. Personally, we're looking at all the options to find out. They're supposed to come back with possibly new rates, increased staffing, things like that, based on the meeting we had with when they came out and did their presentation for the joint fire district. The mayor said they were looking at possibly increasing staffing and things like that. So, like I said, right now we're tied until July. I'd prefer to maybe see about from the end of the year, just so we kind of
are on the same page with all the other three, two entities?
Yeah.
And we go from there. But, I mean, everything's on the table.
Yeah, this township needs a fire chief. Nobody comes around from the Medina Fire, nobody comes out here to, nobody, we need a fire chief here.
For clarification, the contract reads he comes to one meeting a quarter or whenever he's asked, and he's come when we've asked. They're doing needed inspections in the township. He's available if you have a question, feel free to call. He's been more than approachable. That's not a fair statement. He's available.
And he is a resident of the township too, which helps. So he kind of knows what's going on.
Well, I don't care.
Sir, Dan Sazano, 5021 Grand Boulevard. On a side note, my mailbox was hit by, I believe, one of the plow trucks or whatever I mentioned at the last township meeting. The following day, Denny and his team fixed it. They put a post in there. Denny, and just a quick response time.
We fixed it, but it was dry.
But thank you, I appreciate that.
Anyone else, ma'am?
So it's the Manders again?
Yes.
Jackie Croson, 3645 Grimsley Road. I think the issue with the garbage and with the fire department is with the makeup of the township. We have city folk, and then we have rural folk. And the rural folk need a fire department. You know, the response time from the city of Medina out to us rural people aren't the same as to you people that live
Just for clarification, we have access to all the response times, and they have not gone down. They staff our station on Nettleton, so they are in our township from 3 or 4 until midnight. And we could get you the response times. They have not gone.
We're looking at everything. Yeah. We are looking at everything very closely.
Gary Vini, 3803 Hamilton. I'm on the committee, and I'll say I was one of the proponents to win the fire department. As a taxpayer, we're actually saving money. You know, response times are actually better now. If you go on the website, there's a letter that'll show you how our response times have gotten better.
Did you see how much money we have in the township coffers in the post? $4.39 million.
Is that in our fire department?
Mr. Carlisle, let's direct it to the board and not, so we don't have an argument in regards.
Why should we spend the money? You know, we're supposed to be efficient. Government should be efficient and save the taxpayers money. What we've been doing now has been saving the taxpayers money, and we're getting better response.
My taxes haven't gone down, man.
This is like the little rascals. Yep.
Anyone else? Can we just keep it directed to the board, please? Questions and that?
Any last questions?
Anyone else?
We got one.
Yes, sir.
Daryl Robinson, 28.
Hold up. You guys, so we can hear, please.
I just had a quick question about the fire. Do we know how much we've saved? Because I asked that question before it happened, and the board had no idea how much money we could save. They hadn't done the study.
Right.
So I'm just curious if we have now. Do we know how much we saved?
Yes. In 2019, we finally had a full year.
Just curious.
We saved roughly $300,000.
You think it's worth it?
But those numbers are not 100% factual either.
There were some, right.
There's costs that got spent when the fire department was here, that we were maintaining buildings a little differently. So there is a savings. I think more of a five-year study would be probably beneficial. 1 year, you can't make a solid adjustment, but it was about $300,000 that year.
Okay. Thank you.
Sir?
Rick Thunberg, 3554 Watkins Road. How much staffing do we have? I mean, as far as hourly staffing on the fire department? I mean, I've heard so many different stories.
So during the day, they staff out of Medina City Station. I believe they have three, and then they have their full-time officers that are there, so they technically have six.
Do we have weekend at all?
No weekend.
It's still paid on call.
Paid on call.
And that's something that we're studying now, though. The fire district committee has stayed together to try to see where this can go, or, you know, what it can develop into.
How many communities, and I have no idea, but our size have no fire department on a weekend?
Medina County? Yeah, there's a lot in Medina County.
As the size.
Well, Medina City, they don't want to, you know, Montville, us.
Including that as one of the.
A lot staff, those numbers could be skewed a little too, because we run our medics covered by LST, where other communities around us might have two medics on duty, but they're also firemen. So it's a little different. So, but basically all of Medina County, with the exception of Brunswick, Wadsworth, are paid on call fire department.
Brunswick Hills now.
And Brunswick Hills runs medics though.
Right.
Well, Lafayette, because they have two.
They're running medics, they're not.
Right.
Yeah.
But is Brunswick Hills going full-time?
They hired three full-time.
Okay, that's what I, thank you.
Mr. Carlo?
I drove Ray Carlisle, 3521 Foskett Road. I drove it to the fire building over there on Nettleton Road yesterday and the day before, 3:30, 4 o'clock. There's no fire people there. Are they operating basically out of Medina?
Was a truck there?
Nothing was there.
Right.
There was a truck in the garage, yeah.
One truck?
No cars, no firemen.
If there were no cars, it was before 4 o'clock. They started at that station at 4 and worked till midnight.
That's why.
Anyone else? Once, twice, three times. This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up on the agenda is executive session to discuss employee compensation and discipline. This time I'd like to make a motion to go in executive session with the three trustees and the police chief.
Second.
To discuss employee compensation and discipline.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
We're in executive session at 8:07 PM. This time we're back from executive session where the three trustees and the chief of police were discussing employee compensation and discipline. No decisions were made, and we're back at 9:38 PM. Anything else?
Just real quick, our playground committee has kind of really gotten a ball rolling. We're to the point now where we have a tentative plan.
Okay.
I'd like permission to put something in writing as far as the area dedicated to the playground. So we could put that on record so that area is reserved. That's going to help kind of start raising funds and all that stuff. People will see that it's dedicated, it's not going to go away. So if you're going to give money, it's going to go into the playground.
You want to do this today or you want to do it next meeting?
I just want permission to put it in writing. We'll get something written up that we could all sign.
So you can present to us.
Okay, this time I'd like to make a motion to allow Mark Radis to put together a formal proposal in regards to the land that will be used for the future playground at Blakesley Park.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No.
Chuck, anything else? This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township Trustee regular meeting.
Second.
Third.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 9:40 PM.
That's what I have on our head.
Jory has something.
No.